night. It went down to the wire. It was exciting. First of all, Robert's performance, how do you assess it?
Oh, I think every game is going to be a great learning process for him. Went against an excellent defense. We started off with some pretty good rhythm with the running game. Then, you know, we dropped back and had a holding call. Didn't have the protection that we needed. And he's going to learn that one, you know, ball security, right, with that one turnover. But that's part of the game. You know, I still think this 5-8. I think we had a couple sacks on screens where you just got to learn to maybe throw at the guy's feet if something's not there right away. But all those things will come in time.
Coach, you had to be impressed with the resilience of this second group that got in there and battled about their way back in it.
Yeah, it shows you character. You know, to come back and do the things they did with 2 minutes left and be down, it just shows you we got some young guys that working extremely hard with some talent. You saw a lot of talent out there with guys making plays there in that third and fourth quarter.
Quarterback did pretty well, too.
Yeah, you know, he played extremely well, played with a lot of poise. Just a shame we couldn't pull it out.
Coach, you had a couple defensive starters go down early, and we know you don't know the bottom line on them, but is there any early indication how badly hurt they are?
No, until you get an MRI, you really don't know. You're just keeping your fingers crossed. You know, you take a guy like Rack, and all of a sudden he had that injury on his pec, and you know, you just don't know for sure. Then you take a look at Merriweather, and it looked like his knee went out, and then it came back in, and you know, you don't know for sure until you have that MRI.
A lot of film to watch, but it was a thriller nonetheless. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're the thriller for the fans watching this ball game and listening. Your performance, how do you think you did?
I think we didn't play bad as an offense, but we didn't play good by our standards. So I think it was I think even up and down is the wrong way to say it. It's just we never got in rhythm. We didn't make any just blatant terrible plays. And it's good to learn from against a good defense like the Bears.
This was a much different defense than you faced last week.
I think they got a little more pressure on us in the pocket. But as far as face value, just guys that they have, both teams have really good guys on those defenses. They play a lot of Tampa 2. You know, they're really good at what they do. And they've been doing it for a long time, so it was fun.
You said something that interested me last week. You said practices were tougher than the games. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I told the people in the big room, I'm not going to continue to say that so people can continue to tee off on me. But, you know, it's just the nature of the game. Practice is supposed to be harder than the game. When you come to the game, you're supposed to be prepared. You're supposed to let things slow down for you. So in that sense, yes. In the sense of guys hitting you and things of that nature, no, of course you're not going to get hit in practice, but you don't play the game not to get hit. You play the game because, you know, you're expecting to get hit. So I thought it was a good experience. I got hit a couple times, and now that's over.
Some people wanted to see you get hit, and they got what they wanted. But Coach told us that you learned a lot in this ball game. Good learning experience. He mentioned, you know, needed tuck at the fumble you had. When you go back, is that the way you look at that tape, and do you immediately assimilate that? You said you only need to learn something once to know it. What do you think you're going to learn when you watch this tape?
Yeah, I thought we had a lot of good things, and just coming away from the game, I felt like there are little things that we can work on in practice to help us as an offense become better, not only myself but everybody. And, you know, with the fumble and with, you know, the screens that we had that were covered, just learning from those mistakes, you know, getting the ball on the ground and things like that, not always not trying to make a play, but knowing when you can make a play. And I think those are things that will come the more I play. So I'm really looking forward to this next game.
When was the last time in a game you were watching in the second half as a spectator, watching your teammates make a comeback like that? That must have been very weird for you.
It's been a while since 09 when I told my ACL that I've watched something like that. But I thought they did a great job, all the guys stepping up big time, and they showed the heart that this team really has. And I think if the starters would have been in for the second half of that game, we would have came out and done the same thing. But I was really proud of those guys to go out there and show that type of heart. It's something that you need on a team, and they definitely showed it.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, man. Your recap, I mean, tell you what, you had us excited in the booth. You made this game very exciting. How do you think you did?
Well, if we were going to go down, I wanted to go down swinging, and I told the backups and the old linemen that I was going to be playing with the second half. At halftime, I said, we need to play with some passion and some fire. We can't afford to be flat. So I said, if anything, let's go down swinging, and I thought we fought back and played well.
You had to have fun out there. It had to be fun because you got in the rhythm.
Yeah, it was fun. And, you know, I've enjoyed my time here with the Redskins. I have been pleasantly surprised with how the first two preseason games have gone and how we've done. But there's still a lot of work to be done. I think there were some plays that you can see out there that I still got some work to do, and so I'm not getting too content.
Well, you spread it around nicely. Niles Paul got a ball and, you know, played pretty well, got a touchdown. Briscoe got a touchdown. He had a great catch and run by Aldrick Robinson, and you just seemed to be picking them apart.
Well, if you look at it, I mean, Aldrick's catch, the ball was tipped. That was a tremendous catch, and then he used his speed to separate and make something happen. Great play call on Niles Paul's touchdown. The guy was wide open. All I had to do was drop it in, and Briscoe made a tremendous catch on his. So, you know, I'm just throwing the open guy, and these guys are doing a great job of making plays.
You look comfortable in the offense.
Yeah, I'm getting there. You know, like I said, there's still some plays where I'm not there yet, and it takes time. But the fact that I can get these reps right now is what makes such a difference. I'm learning every play.
Hey, good job, man.
Thank you, Larry.
Brandon, you do what you do best. You took it to the house. Tell us how that return unfolded.
The other 10 guys did a great job of holding up the guys and gave me opportunity and space, and I just made the best of it.
I was going to say, that after you got through that initial group of guys, you only had the punter to beat. It seemed like one of the simpler returns you've had for a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, if I get talked about a punter, I don't need to be out there. So I did. Unfortunately, I didn't this time. I outran them and got to the end zone. I mean, the other 10 guys did an excellent job of holding up from the start of the snap.
What will Coach Smith say about the play of the special teams? You get a return, but they give up a big return.
I mean, it is what it is, but we can't let them get a return after my return. We need to let my return show a lot more. But, you know, guys out there working, I think they missed a couple of tackles, but they probably get better. I'm pretty sure Coach Smith will get them ready for next week.
Brandon, we talked about it before. You're always going to be battling, trying to make a team every single year, and I would think you feel pretty good about what happened here tonight for you.
I feel good, but as everybody knows, I need to make a team at wide receiver. So the other guys got an opportunity tonight to show at wide receiver. So my time next week, hopefully I can, you know, learn from what I did in Buffalo the week before. So I'm just trying to get better, and hopefully I can be here, to make the 53 roster.
I think you're impressing people tonight. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Well, you're calling the plays in the inside linebacker position. You're all over the field. You're down covering kicks. How tired are you right now?
It's definitely hard. You know, going from punt to defense to punt return is definitely hard. I did it back in 2010 when I was starter, so I have some familiarity with it. But I do a great job of conditioning in the offseason so I can prepare myself for these type of situations.
The weight loss, did that really help you out there tonight?
Oh, yeah, big time. I mean, be able to shed, 30 pounds in the offseason really helps with my conditioning, because you never know when a guy may go down and I have to play teams and be a starter on defense. So I have to prepare myself for any situation.
Were you impressed with the young guys that you had in there, that battle and the way they came back in the second half?
Oh, yeah, it was phenomenal. I mean, the starters didn't do what we know we want to. We didn't play to a certain standard. The young guys really came in there, held them. Got off the field, created some turnovers. Reed had a great play there to give us a chance. And, I was really pleased with what Kirk is able to do. I mean, he's doing a phenomenal job commanding that offense on that side of the ball.
I think he's still the one-man gang, even though he's changed positions a few times. Lorenzo Alexander, appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. All right.
Well, you look like there was no rust on you tonight. You were sliding up and down the line. We were calling your name all night while you were in there in the broadcast. How did it feel out there tonight, Jarvis?
It felt pretty good. You know, got my legs kind of back under me, man. And just, was just doing my assignments. You know, I felt loose, felt fresh, and I just had to get out there and do my job, and I think I did pretty good. Got to go correct some things, but it was a good start.
They moved you around a little bit, too. They moved you inside. I don't know if you were playing a four or what, but you moved inside to tackle for a while.
Oh, yeah, I was mostly inside. Nickel had me inside. Me and Stephen Bowen had me on the left side when Carrigan was out. Had me on the right side when Bowen was out. So kind of mixed it up a little bit, gave me a feel of both sides, and I felt pretty good.
I mean, you had some outstanding plays out there. Is this the best you've felt since you've come back?
It really is. Like I said, I feel looser, feel more in shape, get my breath back faster. You got to keep working. And there's always room to improve it. Like I said, if I improve it, it'll get real better. So hopefully I just keep going up.
No give up in this team, is there?
Oh, no, most definitely, man. That's second units, man. It showed a lot of pride, man. It says a lot about our team.
So you guys got fired up on the sideline towards the end. Too bad you couldn't hold on to win it. You made it exciting for us and those watching on TV. And you're back, Jarvis Jenkins. Congratulations.
I appreciate that.